China has or says that it's made headway with the United States on tracking down officials suspected of corruption. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says the two sides agreed at a meeting in Beijing last week to further cooperate on anti-corruption efforts, the pursuit of fugitives, and the retrieval of illegal proceeds. China's provided a list of names of economic fugitives now hiding in the United States. The U.S. side has said the two sides had identified a finite number of individuals and agreed to develop a strategy to address each of those. Over 400 Chinese economic fugitives from more than 60 countries and regions have been returned to China since the launch of Fox Hunt 2014 in July. More than half of that number turned themselves in. The United Nations is calling for more than $16 billion U.S. dollars in funding for its humanitarian and relief efforts in its biggest-ever annual request. It says there are over 57 million people globally who need U.N. assistance right now. A U.N. spokesman says the majority of those have been affected by conflict in some way, naming Central African Republic, Iraq, South Sudan, and Syria as prominent examples. According to the UN, international donors have provided nearly $9.5 billion in funding for UN programs this year, but that was not quite half the amount that had been requested.